holding in the run on Pegimel Mabes. We're holding in the run at the first wide line of the run. So we started this run, the first run on the Gemara. We're holding by the words at the end of the line, V'oid. So right now the Gemara is assuming that when she says she's not coming to Hannah from the Brias, which means people, so is the husband included in that statement or not? So that right now we're assuming that the phrase Brias means the general populace, but the husband is not included in that phrase. So we're saying the reasons why we understand that pshat. So on the second wide line now, second of the widest lines, if the baal will be included in the brias, so hechik tani dimimneshi yochel lahanas belakat shikopeya and yochel lahofer, even if so the Mishnah says that the halacha is he can't be mefer. And we're contemplating that maybe the pshat in the Mishnah is the phrase is an explanation why you can't be mefer. So let's say that that's true, that the husband is included in the brias. So she has inu nefesh. She has no way to get support. So Mishnah is saying, no, she has a way to get support because she can get, take lecha shichu peyo. So then Mishnah is saying that he can't be made for because she can benefit from lecha shichu peyo. So Zogt Ran, that couldn't be true. Dimisa, the Baal b'chal briyasu. If you would learn that the Baal is included in the phrase briyas, and if the Baal, she can't be in the head from the Baal, and the Mishnah is saying it can't be made for because of lecha shichu peyo. Hechik tani divnei shechal lahonis b'lecha shichu peyo en yochal lahofer. How can we contemplate a possibility that because she can be in the hand of lecha shichu peyo, therefore the baal can't be made for? Why? Mechi baal v'kulu b'riyos griya mechenvani shlohoyis apernasosa elim imenu demin li'el yofer. We had before that a case where she was making herself also from a specific chedvani, but that's the only chedvani who would give her credit. So that situation, the baal can be made for because since the only chedvani which gives credit is that one, sometimes a person doesn't have money and they need to get food on credit, and now this chedvani will not be able to give, she can't benefit from that chedvani because she made her netter and she can't have what to eat. Well, the same thing over here, asterisk all of the benefit from any person, sometimes there's no lekha shichu peyo available. What's going to happen then? It's not any that case. This din of our Mishnah can't be any less than the case over there of one, the only credit allowing chedvani, which you can be made, which that's considered inin nefesh. Alavare. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. Kiktoni ein yochel lahofer. So therefore we say, no, the baal is not included in the phrase. Brias means the general populace, not including the husband. So therefore she's allowed to benefit from the husband. Therefore, the baal can't be made for because not in her nefesh, because she could always benefit from him. Hanu time, he can't be made for. Mishum de'efshah, the mitzvah mi baal. The baal lo'yhavi b'chal brias. Hilkoch lo mikri inu nefesh v'lo yofer. V'chitem further on the kash akati hechi asya shaper. It still doesn't work good. The havari baal en parasoso elamin abrius. But where does the husband get it from? He doesn't generate everything on his own. V'habalu brius kechenvani shen parasoso elamin menu darmin en yofer. All of the world is equivalent of that chavani where you get your credit, where there he can be made for. So because you have no other source, so the whole world is the only source. Zatiran lav kushihi. The Hasam Ozilah, the Paris Chadvani, Afilim is man, Shevim lo Baal, Kinesik de Liel. The Issa was on the Paris, even after the husband would acquire them. Even if the husband would be the one who would purchase them and bring them, etc. Hechug Yofer, Al Hachaloy Osir, and Anafsha Paris Abrius. She didn't ask for the items, but rather Ella Hanos Abrius. She asked for benefiting from them, the direct benefit. When she's getting it from the husband, that's not what she answered. She answered the direct benefit. Here the husband's acquiring it and then giving it to her. So she's not benefiting directly from the people. She's benefiting from the husband who benefited from the people. But that's not what she answered. Okay, so the Baal is not included in the Brius. So then the Mora says, if so, so what's this thing about Blekha Shikharpeya? Amos say, for Yechol Hila Hodas Blekha Shikharpeya, but it sounds like only that and not the husband. Alba Minabal Loyokla. The Yechol Minabal Hechi Muteris Blekha Shikharpeya to Holav Aniyahi. If the husband's not, every woman theoretically in a certain sense it's Aniyah, because Komasha Konti Shikharabala. Right? So, a person who's an ani is allowed to take lekos shikupay. A person who's an usher can't take lekos shikupay. Well, is she ani or not? Well, she has nothing of her own. Everything belongs to the husband. But the answer is that she's defined under the husband's umbrella. They, as a unit, either are ani or ashir. So, assuming the husband has parnosa, she's not an ani. She can't take lekos shikupay. So if she cannot benefit from the husband's, so she has no source of parnosa, so she's an aniyah. But now you're saying that she could benefit from the husband's, so then she's not an aniyah. So how could she take lekos shikharpeya? Okay, so the Mora gave three answers. If she can benefit from the husband's, then she's not an aniya. Okay, Amar Ula Loilam Baal La Bechal Briyusu. Okay, so the Mishnah is saying like this: first of all, the husband is not included in the Briyus according to Ula, and therefore there's no Hafara because she has what? Who would it benefit from? Her husband. Va'oid, en yochel lahafer b'meishechel lahi lahanis b'lekos shikupeya. And we have a second reason why he can't be mefer, because she has the option of lekos shikupeya. Pirish, lo'alam baal la b'chal briyasu. When she says the word briyas, she means the general populace, not the husband. Shemachi en yochel lahafer to hamisana minei the baal. She has where to benefit from. The husband gives her needs. So therefore, the Baal can't be made for. Va'oid, tafilu Baal onihu. If the Baal is an oni, which then we could argue that he's not necessarily a reliable source for her parnasa, and now that she's asking, getting from people, she's in trouble. No. Because in that situation, she can take the matnas aniyim. But umibal nami lo mitzvah, but she doesn't become usher to the husband. The mitzvah bei mishum sheichel lehonis b'lechah shikupaya bilchud lo arminu de liyafer lo brius ubal michedvani shlohisa parasasa elamimelo the kaimelon yafer. But we don't mean to say in the second thought that it's only lekos shikupeya, not the husband, because if that would be true, that goes back to that. That's parallel to the case of the sole chenvani who extends credit. So the husband and the rest of the world is equivalent to that, and there's a dinner, he can be made for. So that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means that she can benefit from the husband. And if he doesn't have what to give, she can take lekos shikupeya, but not that she's also from the husband in that situation. That is Ula. Rava says, Lalam Baal Bechlal Briyasu. Okay. So now the Mishnah is explaining why. So why can't he be made for? Because she can take like a shikul pay. Matam kamar. The Mishnah is explaining why. Matam ein yachal hafer b'nei shikhar lelehonas b'lecha shikhar peyot. The Tzirel of the Rabba, Rabba holds. Tzirel of the Rabba, da'afal gav lo katoni mipnei shikhar lelehonas. It doesn't say it in the phrase of why, because m'mei l'mashma d'matam kamar, but that's what it means. But now the Ron's going to ask the question. Because Shatuba, this is very difficult. If there's only one chavani that she can get from, because that's the only one who gives credit, and sometimes you don't have money, and she asks that one chavani, so. That's called in your nefesh. So the whole world, including her husband, is the equivalent of that. So how can you say over here you're not made for? Matiritz Haram Bar Shneir Zichron Livracha. She already has leka shikopeya. Which means she already has it. There's nothing to collect right now. In the case of the chedmoni, she said, listen, so she can't benefit from, she's asking the chedmoni, he's the only one who gives her credit. There's no problem, so go take lekha shikha pay it. None's available. It's in the Talmud of the wintertime. Now, Pashas, so first of all, the Rishash says that it's not talking about a case that she actually collected already. It's talking about, it's clearly available in the field. According to this teretz, you could argue, we're talking about there's some type of time limit to the netter. We understand the netter wasn't meant forever, it was meant for this period of time.
Well, yeah, because if it's not out there to be harvested, so it's not relevant.
Correct, but the same. We're saying over here you can't be made for because she's taken care of. Why? Because right now there's lekha shikopeya. I mean, we know that in 3 months or now there won't be lekha shikopeya. What's going to happen then? Be made for now because of that problem. If this is an edit which is made that's going to last forever, what's the difference between you do it in the winter time when there's nothing to collect? You do it in the summertime, what's about to collect, but you know winter's coming. Either way, there's eating nefesh over here which you need to be made for. So he would seem to be learning that we're talking about the assumption over here is that there's a time limit on the netter, so then we can look at within a time frame that there's no lekha shikopeya in the previous Mishnah. So in the time frame of now, over there there's what to be made for. Over here there's not what to be made for because there is in a time frame right now in the frame of time that we're looking at. There's not even an nefesh because she has an option. And the Rishash is Goris in the Ram Barshner that the Hacha Bishayesh Lalakate, not that she already collected it, she already collected it. The point of lekha shikopeya, if the husband gave her matana yesterday of 400 bushels a week, to be the same thing. It's not no lekha shikopeya. The point is she doesn't have anything, but it's available, easily available in the fields. Okay, so that's Rav. And then the third answer the Mor gave was Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, the husband is not included in the phrase Brios. Brios means the general populace, not the husband. Therefore, the husband can't be made for, because she has a way to get her support through him. So it's not in your nefesh. Sir Nachman argues, like we said before, had it been true that the husband is included in the Isser, and she cannot benefit even from the husband, so she can't benefit from anybody, even though she could benefit from Lecha Shechopeya, Inu Nefesh Avi Umefer, it's still called Inu Nefesh, because, like we said before, It's not less than the case of the chedvani, the soul chedvani, which extends credit, which he's assuring. So the husband in the whole world is not any less than that. Fine. So what are we bringing in lecha shikopeya?
Yeah. So
what he's talking nisgarsha, yichal leyhonis belecha shikopeya. Then the Mishnah is saying a different din. So she's also the benefit from the whole world, not the husband, but the rest of the world. And now she gets divorced. So the netter vis-a-vis the world is effective. So now what happens to her? So the answer is she can take like a shekopeya. You're going to ask me that's called benefiting from the people, which she answered. No, we don't. Lecha Shechopeya is not called them giving her a matana, which would be asur. They're just leaving it, and she's taking it. So it's not called that she's benefiting from them. The less behu tevis and all. The Lecha Shechopeya, the owner of the field, has no rights over deciding who to give it to. The ziva ksiva behu. The Torah says leave it. And then that means they have no authority and rights to designate who it goes to. Had they had so, it's called that they have some rights in it. And then when she gets it, she's benefiting from them, which would be also. But they don't have any rights in it. Therefore, it's not called. It's not called that she's benefiting from the Brias, and that's mutter. The Kamash Malon, the Chalashinis Garsha, Yaksar Baal Lios, Bechal Isser Habrius, Vein of the Honest Ella Baleka Shechopeya.
Yeah, nice.
Kach Pesha Habrishonim, Zechon of the Rocha, Bechain Hubach Lushay Rashba, Zechon of the Rocha, Beshemat Vesefta. And he says, it should be away Beshemat Tosus. So this is how the Rishonim understand. So the Ran doesn't like that. And he has a long arichus about this point, which continues down to into the wide lines of the next page. So let's leave that for tomorrow.